Hey, this is Tom Waddle. Thanks for listening to the Waddle and Sylvie podcast brought to you by Miller Lite, the presenting sponsor of the 2020 ESPN 1000 Virtual Fantasy Football Championship. Find out how to be a part of it at ESPNFFC.com.
Coming up next,
Waddle and Sylvie on ESPN 1000, Chicago's home for sports.
Bring Waddle and Sylvie with you at home or in your office. Just tell your smart speaker to play ESPN 1000.
A lot going on today. A lot of heavy Cubs Sox talk and some great calls today. And the phones remain there for you at 312-332-3776. New way to watch and listen to the show. Not only can you do it with the ESPN Chicago app, the good old-fashioned radio, your at-home smart speaker, but welcome to everyone who's been joining us day after day now in our brand-new Twitch channel. It's twitch.tv/ESPN1000Chicago. You can not only watch Waddle in the First Midwest Bank studio and all of our local shows, but you can listen, obviously, and interact with not only us, but all of the people in the room, in the chat room. So it's good. It's a great
new... behave.
Behave.
Yeah, it's all we ask.
It's a great new way to interact. There is a new candidate out there for the Bulls to stay away from. Brett Brown, as predicted, has been fired by the 76ers.
Let's trust the process, right?
Yeah, let's hope that Mark Eversley already knows that Brett Brown isn't that good of a coach and that the Bulls should not hire him. But I don't think they will anyway. So a lot going on today. And we have not talked a lot of Bears. We did touch on the COVID situation, and I wanted to do that with JD. But let's get to our Bears with Jeff Dickerson. There he is, JD. Awesome to talk to. You follow him on Twitter. He's at basically every Bears practice, been covering this team for years. JD, I teased it going into the break. I asked the question, is it true that basically both of these quarterbacks have been nothing to write home about? Would you agree or disagree with that statement?
I would agree. Now, I don't want to make it sound like either has been terrible. Neither has been terrible. I think the performances have been pretty even. Some good, some not great. But I think overall, I think the level of quarterback play overall through the first week of these padded practices, I would say it's been acceptable. I don't feel like at any time practice has gone off the rails because the quarterbacks can't complete a throw. I don't feel that way. And again, not to hammer home the point too much, but I have seen a lot of bad practices from Bears quarterbacks over the years where it's almost difficult to get through practice because they're making so many mistakes, because the ball is on the ground so often. Ball's been on the ground at times last week, but guys, nothing terrible. So I would continue to say, and I mean, some people just don't like this. They think it's too vague, but I mean, you can only say what you see. I just feel like both of them have been okay. Neither has been exceptional. Neither has been downright awful. That's where we stand. Nothing today. They're off today. They're back at it tomorrow. We'll focus again on the quarterbacks and, of course, this whole kicker thing that, again, popped up over the weekend. And the weekend was very frantic with everything, with the COVID false positive tests and moving practice around. So I think tomorrow will give everyone a chance to really kind of recalibrate, dial back in, and ask some questions where you're not hurried because the schedule is changing around, and figure out exactly what's going on here with some of these positions and some of these bigger names that have missed practice now for a couple of days.
JD, on the quarterback front, Matt Nagy hasn't been willing to say this, but two thoughts here. Has Mitch been better this camp than last camp? And has Nick Foles been worse than you thought he'd be?
Nick Foles has not been worse than I thought he would be. And I think, yes, I think it's fair to say that Mitch has been better this camp than last summer. See, the weird thing is, it feels like we've all been at training camp for a month. And in reality, there's only been 1 week of padded practices, and they were off last Wednesday. So it's not like we have this huge sample size to go on. So I don't want to quite, because when you go to Bourbonnais and the malaise sets in and you're down there for a couple of weeks, hey, those practices are hard. We haven't gotten to that point yet. I think these guys are a little fresher because they're at home. They're at the facility. The times were a bit shortened last week as they were ramping up to this phase. But I would say just based on what we have seen, yeah, Tom, Sylvie, I think Mitch has been better.
Good.
Is that good enough to win the job? I don't know. Only one guy is going to make that ultimate decision, and that's Matt Nagy. And he hasn't seemed very impressed with anything he's seen yet from the quarterback spot, at least publicly. So time will tell. But yes, Trubisky looks better. And no, I don't think Foles has looked any worse. Remember, he had no offseason program with any of these guys.
Right.
Yeah, he knows the system. He's a veteran. But he's coming in here almost cold. And he's run practice fine. The offense has moved the ball when he's been a quarterback. He's made some really good throws. He's had some incompletions, just like Mitch. So, again, I would say it's pretty even based on what we've seen. But to circle back quickly, and remember what Matt Nagy said last week. He's like, yeah, we all watch practice. But he's doing 80% of his evaluations when he goes back and watches the film. So it's really hard for us where we are sitting. And some days, you know, guys, they're on that second field, and they're at least 60 to 70 yards away from us. It's you can't see everything. So what we see versus what Matt Nagy ultimately sees after he goes back and meticulously looks at the film that is not available to us is a different story and something that people have to keep in mind.
JD joining us on the Corona Hotline. It's Waddle and Sylvie on ESPN 1000. JD, when do you believe they will publicly announce this? It's early, but they don't have a lot of time. Wednesday, it will be 2 weeks from this Wednesday for their first, you know, real practice of the year as they game plan for the opener. So do you think we will know who the quarterback is, or do you think that Matt Nagy will keep this a secret going into the first game?
I mean, so two things there, Sylvie. I think number one, internally, they will know way before that first week of practice. I feel that way. I don't feel like these guys are going to wake up, you know, the Wednesday before the Lions game and be like, you know what, we should decide that so-and-so is the quarterback. No, I think internally they will know. I mean, you typically, when it comes to stuff like this, you give the team a little bit of a heads up, but they don't really have to know that much. I think they'll sense it based on how practice is going. Because when you get to the regular season, you're not going to be splitting these reps anymore. I mean, there has to be a point where the lead guy takes control and he gets the reps and he gets game ready. What they do as far as announcing it,
right?
That is completely unknown. Because, guys, look, I mean, we all talk about this. So I don't feel bad talking to you guys about this. But, you know, right now, we're not very optimistic, any of us in the media, that we're going to have any access at all to the facility when the regular season gets here. Mm-hmm. We have not been told that. I told you guys, our vantage point for these training camp practices has been really good when they're on the field next to us, way better than Bourbonnais. I'm not saying anyone's being mistreated, but when the regular season gets here, practice is closed, except they open up 10 minutes so the TV stations can get B-roll of guys stretching. Now, you tell me, if it's 10 minutes of watching guys stretch and the media room is closed and the locker room is closed and everything is done via Zoom, and most of the time a lot of these Zoom calls take place before practice begins, how can anybody get to the facility? And if you get there for 10 minutes, what are you seeing? So what they can announce is up to them. Things they can hide things. I mean, how about this kicker thing, guys? Really? We didn't see a kick attempted all last week. We saw Pinheiro stroll out there during practice on Friday. And I remember I'm sitting next to Fishman and I go, is that Eddie Pinheiro? I haven't seen him in a while. You know, but they kick us out before the last period, which is special teams. And they're always doing walkthroughs and stuff, so no one knows what the kicking schedule had been up to that point. And then all of a sudden, Schefter report they're going to sign Cairo Santos again. I mean, so look, get used to it. They're going to be able to hide things now better than ever because our access is worse than ever.
Yeah.
So it just is what it is.
If you want to control the narrative, or that's the direction we felt that a lot of the NFL teams are going, they've had a great opportunity, or they will have a great opportunity to do so. What can you tell us about the COVID scare that took place this weekend, JD?
I mean, it's good news now. You saw Kevin Seifert has really been, as far as our network goes, in terms of all like 11 teams that were affected by this, you know, Seifert has really been compiling everything, and I've been talking to him on the phone, and he's so on this stuff with the league office and the league medical officials and everything. But everything came back to be a false positive, Tom. So,
that's great.
So no one that was allegedly linked to the Bears testing positive, it all turned out to be a false positive. Of course it was. A lot of movement yesterday. Practice was moved. There was concern. I think the Bears were doing this and other teams out of the abundance of caution, which was the right thing to do. So I think the day off today gives everyone a chance to get back on schedule. They're back at it early again tomorrow morning. It's going to be hot this week, so it's a good thing that Nagy's got the practice schedule the way he has it for most of the week. And we'll kind of see where it goes from there. But, yeah, that made for some anxious moments on Sunday, but thankfully it all seemed to work out okay.
Abdallah had an interesting thought with, you know, no fans in the stands, that they can be flexible because of so if we would get false positives or what we think are positives and they would delay a game or postpone it and then get it figured out a day later, could we see games on Monday or even Tuesday because of some of these things that happen?
Oh, I mean, maybe, but if you're seeing games on Monday and Tuesday, that impacts the next week. And you still have the TV obligation, Sylvie. I mean, these networks are still, we're still paying a lot of money for NFL rights. I don't think the networks would be too happy to shift programming, you know, shift a game to a Monday night or a Tuesday night if there's already a game on Monday night. I don't know how that would even work with the exclusivity window. So I don't know. Do you want to know what else Abdallah told me, by the way? I know he's a full-time host now, but he told me before I came on. He is. Him and Bleck are stars. I love those guys. I'm so proud of those guys. He did tell me that he believes that the kicker thing is just a ruse to take our attention away from the quarterback controversy.
It's propaganda, man.
Let's keep bring your eye Cairo on the quarterback.
Don't fall for this again.
You know what we should do, guys? Let's sign a guy that we had for two games back in 2017 who wasn't really that good and hasn't been a full-time kicker since 2016. Let's bring Cairo Santos in here and really throw him off the scent. Throw him off the scent of Mitch versus Foles. That's the stuff you hear at night on ESPN 1000. Make that a promo.
Look, let's show them that not only are we inept at quarterback.
Sounded like your imitation of Abdallah was like he was smoking weed all day, and then that's what he came
I
up with.
I thought that was a really good pace. I didn't know
that was a pace. Okay, it wasn't okay, Abdallah. Okay. That was kind of like a Ryan, a fun little Ryan, you know?
Yeah.
So what is this, though, in reality? And you brought it up.
Yeah.
Is it because he's hurt, Pinheiro, or is it because they want to push him? Or can this guy win the job? Santos, before he got hurt a few years back, wasn't a bad kicker.
He wasn't bad, but, I mean, he's been on, like, five teams in 3 years.
Just what we want after our kicker experience. He's not bad.
He's
all right.
You don't invest this time in Eddie Pinheiro and then, you know, boot him out after an injured week and a bad week. I mean, he's got to be able to figure this out. I think Santos is someone that gives them at least a fallback option, but, like, you're not going to keep two kickers on the 53. That's crazy. Now, they expanded practice squads. You guys know that. The rules have changed as far as practice squad eligibility. You know, maybe you stash a kicker on the expanded practice squad. That I would be all for because you just never know. I mean, gosh, if, you know, someone like Pinheiro would unfortunately, you know, test positive before a game, I get that, right? But you can't have two guys on the 53.
Yeah.
There's no way. No.
Hey, speaking of injuries, JD, is there any concern with Akeem Hicks' quad and Allen Robinson? What is it, an ankle he's dealing with?
Yeah, I mean, I don't know if I would say concern, but anytime a frontline guy misses a couple of days, it's noteworthy. Now, again, you know, they are constantly saying that, you know, some guys are ramping up and some guys are ramping down, and they planned on giving certain players days off, like they're going to lighten the load for Khalil Mack, and they're trying to get Robert Quinn back up to full speed and all this stuff. So, again, with the day off today, entering another week tomorrow, it'll be a good time to check up on some of these players. I mean, nothing yet with the big-name guys, seems all that serious, except for Artie Burns, who wasn't a big-name guy but was taking first-team reps at corner. You look at some of these other teams losing big stars around the league or important players around the league, and the Bears, for the most part, have been okay there. But I think, again, after a day off, if an injury persists after a day off, after missing a couple of days, I think that's when we start asking some harder questions, and we will see. But, again, guys, it comes down to the fact that, you know, you get one question on these Zoom calls.
Right.
They're quick. You're in, you're out. He's gone.
Just the way they like it, JD.
It's just, it's hard. So yeah. I don't like to preach patience, but unfortunately in this situation, people have to be, I think, a little more patient this year with this kind of stuff.
All right, did we hit everything, JD?
I think we did a very comprehensive
report
with the Abdallah Black, and I'm just looping in Black here because he's his partner, the conspiracy propaganda theory.
Nice.
I think that's pretty good.
I like it.
I want him to build on this coming up next, too. JD, great stuff.
Thanks,
we appreciate
JD.
It.
Guys, talk soon.
All right, Abdallah, I want you to expand on your little take here. And then we were also accused, there was a Bears beat writer who is accused of yucking it up with Waddle and Sylvie.
What?
I want to read you that tweet from the weekend. All that fun coming up next.
This is the home of Waddle and Sylvie for the ride home. Weekdays 2 to 6 on ESPN 1000. Chicago's home for sports.
Sam Adams is celebrating the return of sports to Chicago, and every day we're highlighting one of the best sports bars in the Chicagoland area. Today we salute JT's Porch and Lombard. Text Sam Adams to 31996 for your chance to win a Sam Adams summer cooler. Text now and stop into JT's Porch in Lombard.
Weather's awesome, too. The good beer-drinking weather. Ice-cold Sam Adams. Sounds great to me.
Yeah, a couple of them.
One day soon, Waddle. I'm hoping. Fingers crossed.
Yes, let's get this done.
All right, Abdallah. So the big conspiracy theory. Take the eye off the ball. Don't look at our quarterbacks. Look at our kickers.
Look, on Saturday afternoon, late Saturday afternoon, Chris Bleck and I and two of our friends are trying to get in. We're trying to get in a quick 36.
Yeah, there's no such thing as a quick 36.
It was a long day,
in
man.
And
that group in front
hours,
of us, fivesome.
There was five of you?
It was a whole thing.
It was a
twosome and then a threesome, and then they combined as a fivesome. The Rangers.
So you only had three.
No, we had four.
We had four.
The group in front of us had five.
Oh, in front of you. Okay.
Listen, it was a clubs out situation.
Then they were told to break it up, and then the whole thing was.
You guys ever had? You ever played a round of golf with a club out?
I don't know what that means.
It means Chris was ready to like fight with these two.
Oh, I thought you meant like you were only allowed to have 14.
Why did you have to play through? Are you still allowed to say, can we play through?
No, because the group in front of them was playing slow too, so we would have had to play through two groups. Like, it was a to-do.
Well, why didn't you send Magic Tim after all of them, your playing partners?
Magic Tim.
He doesn't do magic.
I thought you said he's magical.
He is magical. Anyway, it's like 4:45, 4:50 in the afternoon, 4:51 to be exact, because I just checked Adam Schefter's tweet. And I get I see an alert that says the Bears have signed Cairo Santos. I'm like, what is this propaganda? What is this? What is this? What is this?
Don't look over here. Look over here.
What is this chicanery that's going on? Cairo Santos has 44.4% of his field goals last year. Unless I missed something where Eddie Pinheiro tore his leg off of his body. And this dude is not going to be the kicker. So don't fall for this. Keep your eye on the ball. Because remember, this happened last year. Keep with Augusta Silence lining up 10 kickers while Dan Weeder and Jeff Dickerson were telling us, guys, Trubisky's struggling. We were all kicker update. Guess what? The quarterbacks sucked last year. Well, we're talking about kickers. And now they're trying to pull this again.
Make them look more inept.
Yeah, of course it would. Would that surprise you?
Carlos Santos.
You don't think?
I haven't talked to Foxy in a while. I got to call him.
Yeah, we should get a scouting report.
Our punter.
Our punter.
We need a Carlos scouting report.
That's why we went with.
What would he say if you? if you texted Foxy right now, be like, hey, the Bears signed Carlos Santos. Give
and
us a quick
Carlos
scouting.
Santos.
Would he text
you? He'd probably
you
say, who's that?
Exactly. So I'm just, what everybody, don't read, or I read all the articles, but don't, but keep focused. Keep focused on the quarterback derby.
This
not
didn't
this,
distract
not
me.
This kicker BS.
No, this didn't
nobody's
distract
being distracted by that.
Some
quarterback
will.
Derby.
Some will.
Were you drinking when you decided that this
some
was
will.
A thing?
Yeah, we started at like 9:30.
Yeah. I started drinking at 9 a.m., dude. I don't
did know you?
Not today, but on Saturday, yeah.
On Saturday, did you? What how many beers did you have?
I mean, it was like 9 hours. I had like 5 or 6.
That's
not bad.
That's
nothing.
No, it's like, I was driving. I
tall,
just stopped.
Tall boys.
That's the front nine for Waddle.
Tall boys. Come on.
I couldn't drink the second 18 because I had to drive us home.
Tall boys. Well,
that's responsible.
Yeah.
What is was Bleck passed out in the passenger seat on the way back downtown?
I was tired on the way home, to be honest.
I would think 36 holes of golf.
Bunch of tall boys in your belly.
And Carlos Santos did
some Modelos with the fellows.
Just feel bad for Foxy. Foxy's not doing anything.
He's doing so, okay. He's
that's why we went with.
He's probably in Marco.
He's skippering his boat in Marco Island.
Marco Island enjoying life. What you're supposed to do after you've had a good run.
Listen, don't fall for the propaganda.
All right, so here's the other part that I teased too. That so Saturday I saw Cap and on Saturday morning, and he somehow said to me that he thinks Mitch is overwhelmingly winning this Derby. His sources have told him, okay. And then in the middle of the afternoon on Saturday,
so he told you that he's hearing that Mitch is overwhelmingly winning.
And
this
I told him, where have you read that? Everything I've read said that that's not the case, that it's pretty even and not on the good side for either. Like, no one's raving about either.
Yeah, I mean, JD gave his take of it. What I've heard, and it's all second and third hand, and from those that are watching, is that nobody has been overly impressive.
Right, so this is such an innocuous tweet and such a tweet to jump on, like... Here's what Dan Weeder tweeted out Saturday afternoon.
By the way, we had a really good conversation with him on Friday. We had some fun with him.
Oh, yeah, yeah. Then we were texting with him on Saturday, too. So Dan said, one of the best throws of the Bears' controlled scrimmage today was a pretty deep shot down the seam from Mitch to Jesper Horsted. Good timing, perfectly placed. Matt Nagy was pumped. Okay, so it's a very pro Mitch tweet,
yes.
And like, there's nothing there about Foles or about how bad Trubisky may be. Cap retweeted it and wrote, "Don't care, yuck it up with Waddle and Sylvie. Tell me how he plays in the regular season. All I care about. I don't need a good practice player. I need a good NFL player." But the only way Mitch plays in the regular season is if he has a good training camp. This is literally a competition. This is literally throw by throw, everything matters, with no preseason games.
And oh, by the way, you were told last year that he played poorly, and it was just a preview of things to come. In training camp, he looked bad, and it was a preview of things to come.
I just don't understand why you dismiss or why you accuse Weederer of yucking it up when you were pointing out one of the better highlights from Mitch on a Saturday.
It's a very polarizing conversation, Bears quarterbacks.
Should it be? I mean, I know that we want a good quarterback.
I don't think it should be, really, because I think we should all be on the same side of we've been underwhelmed over the last X number of years. You fill in the X. However many years. We've
80.
Been underwhelmed. Underwhelmed. I think that universally, like somebody said something, I mean, like I think 3 or 4 days ago, Bragg said, I lost some sort. He was on Twitter, and he said, oh, well, you lost that conversation, Waddle. And I was just like, the thing I said was, this team was 29th in every meaningful statistical category last year on offense. As Bears fans, we all lost. Like, unified as Bears fans, we've all lost with regard to how this offense is played.
Yeah, yeah. And then the part about, like, all that matters is the regular season. You mean, like, a nationally televised game against the Rams where you had to be pulled with 4 minutes away and be hugged and be, like, swaddled like a baby because his confidence was so shattered? Like, how did we get there? Like, why did the general manager who picked him second overall not even pick up his fifth year? This all matters. Yeah. All of this matters. This is all important. It is important, the good throws and the bad throws and how he plays in the preseason, to see who's going to start.
Well, like, practice would be less important if he had proven that being a poor practice player didn't necessarily translate to Sunday.
Right.
What we found last year was that a less than good training camp equated to a very bad 2019 season.
Look, if I'm in Cincinnati and Joe Burrow is practicing, I want to know how Joe Burrow looks.
Right.
If I'm in Miami, I want to know how Tua looks. If I'm in New England, I want to know how Cam looks. There are certain guys who are unproven in their new roles that we want to see how they look. And when Mitch is battling Foles, like, to ignore a quarterback competition during the preseason is ignoring the biggest story of the year.
Well, some would argue it's one of the biggest stories in the NFC, not just here in Chicago, but in the NFC. It's one of the bigger stories.
So I don't understand. And I don't know how. Listen, I think he's yucking it up with us.
I think the most disturbing part of it all is that what we've been told by everybody. You know, whatever your perception is you're anti-Mitch, you're for Mitch, whoever it is. I think the media in general, I don't think that the tone has been overly encouraging for either guy.
Right.
Which is distressing.
I want to hear that they're both lighting it up and it's going to be a tough decision for Nagy.
Yes.
That's what we
want. That's not what we've heard.
312-332-3776 if you want to weigh in. The good, the bad, the dirty. It's our recap of a very busy sports weekend coming up next.
What is your name, please?
Waddle and Sylvie.
Follow us on the gram at Waddle and Sylvie and at ESPN underscore Chicago. This is ESPN 1000.
Chicago's home for sports.
The good.
It's gone! Oh!
Bad.
That is so bad, that is absolutely brutal.
And the dirty.
I'm talking about nasty.
Wow, so many stories are running through my head right now.
Waddle and Sylvie on ESPN Chicago.
Right, it's our recap of the sports weekend or anything else we experienced. It's the good, the bad, the dirty, and it's brought to you by our friends at White Claw Hard Seltzer. Crafted using seltzer water, 5% alcohol, and a hint of natural fruit. It's available in 8 all-natural fruit flavors. It's low-carb, gluten-free, and only 100 calories. White Claw Hard Seltzer, made purer. Please drink responsibly. So we'll go around the room. Abdallah and Black included. What do you got for your good, Waddle?
My good will hurt your feelings if you're a butthurt Cubs fan right now. It is Jose Abreu's performance in the 3-game set with the Northsiders. I believe he was 7 of 12 with 6 home runs and 9 driven in.
That's pretty damn good.
You could have made him your dirty, too. Those home runs were dirty. He was named AL Player of the Week.
They were denting bleacher seats.
Do you want Abreu or Rizzo? If you have your team right now, and your team wasn't called the Cubs or the White Sox, and you had a choice, you needed a first baseman, and there were two men available, you could pick Abreu or you could pick Rizzo. Many White Sox fans were doing the bragging about, hey, it's Abreu, the better first baseman. Well, I would stick by my guy still, Anthony Rizzo.
Listen, for my fantasy team, I picked Abreu, okay? Because Abreu is going to give you monster offensive numbers. But there's a defensive component, and Anthony Rizzo is a multi-time Gold Glove winner, isn't he? So, I mean, I think Riz hit as many home runs last year as did he, or close to as many home runs as Abreu. I would probably go with Rizzo because he can do both, and Abreu is not a Gold Glove first baseman.
Yeah, we could stoke a fire with that question right there. Because NBC Sports was doing a lot of trash talking against the Cubs this weekend, you know, because they have the Sox. And, boy, they were saying, like, again, they were harping on the fact that he's the best first baseman in Chicago. So I thought it was interesting. So my weekend started early because I took Friday off, so I'm including this in this. You guys were able to talk about it Friday because it happened Thursday night. My good, I'm going to go with the Bulls and the lottery because I know they didn't get a top three, and I know many people think that it's a 3-team draft. But still, to move from 7 or 8 to 4 is a really good thing, especially when you have a clean slate. It could help with a trade. It's going to definitely help you get a better player. You're more able to move up if you want to move up in the draft from 4 than you are at 7 or 8. It won't take as much. And I still think there's going to be a really good player there at 4. So, Waddle, Thursday night, the night of the lottery, it was a good thing. And I tweeted out that in a short year, you got rid of the management team, you got rid of the coach, and you jumped in the lottery. It's been a pretty good last few months for the Chicago Bulls.
Feeling good, aren't you?
Yeah. So that's my good.
Good.
Abdallah, what's your good?
My good is not sports, guys. Today's a big day for a lot of people. It is the first day of school for a lot of people. That's, you know, students, parents, teachers, principals, everybody involved that is trying to put together some form of school this year. And I know my wife was dealing with it today. And I know that everybody is working hard to try to get some semblance of a school year, even though it's at home. So kudos to everybody who's trying to get this done the right, you know, the safe way and the right way, and helping each other with Zoom calls, and, you know, parents having to stay home and help their kids.
Look at going all feel good.
And
here.
No, I'm just today was a struggle for a lot of people being the first, especially because there were a bunch of Zoom outages around the country today, like when school started this morning. So just, you know, everybody breathe. It's the first day, and you know, tomorrow's the second day.
The struggle is real, Abdallah. Yeah. If you have young kids who still aren't independent, and you're in charge of getting them on these calls, and
I can't even imagine teachers
are working hard too.
Oh, yeah.
I'm just saying the struggle is real. That's it.
So congratulations. It is 4:30. You made it through the first day.
Did you guys like the first day of school?
I hate it.
Yes.
I'm with you, Waddle. I hated it, too.
You did?
Summer was over.
Summer's over. There's a lot of pressure there to be cool. You got to have all the cool stuff with you. You got to have a fresh,
you got your clean book covers. You got to make sure your book covers
are
cool.
You have to have the shoes. There's a lot of pressure there on the first day.
We didn't have any of that because I went to an all-guys high school. So there was like, and
you have fresh kicks?
Not really. I didn't think so.
That changed in high school where I was like you guys were saying, but when I was young, like going into first or second or third, fifth grade, whatever, I thought that was exciting to see all your friends again. No?
It meant summer was over.
Yeah, see him at camp.
I don't want summer to be over.
On the diamond, playing ball. I don't want to sit in a classroom.
Yeah, look at you, Mr. Studious. I want to go back to school. First day of school, favorite day of the year.
I said it was still fun to go back. I looked more forward to school being out for the summer, but I didn't.
Do you guys ever have a trapper keeper? Or is that just our
that sounds like
so you had a trapper keeper?
Yes, absolutely.
What does that mean?
It's the name brand
devices.
Of the notebook, right?
Yeah.
Trapper keeper.
You put
papers.
Stuff in it.
Yeah.
And then at some point, they got so comprehensive that they had a zipper, and you just throw stuff in it and zip it all up.
Boy, that's going in the way back machine for me. I don't recall. I don't recall what my school supplies were, Chris.
Now kids just have
remember
iPads.
The pencils.
iPads and laptops.
Yeah.
It's no fun.
You always talk about the NFL pencils. When you went to the school store, there were only 28 teams. And
I also had the NFL lunchbox and thermos.
Yeah. Yes. Like you were happy to go back to school.
No, still wasn't happy to go back to school. No, that summer was over.
If you had the 64 crayon count with a sharpener in there, you were showing that. That was the Mercedes
Benz. I was the kind
Benz
of kid that was eating them. I was eating those crayons.
You were drinking the glue.
Yeah. Did you guys ever eat paste?
No, I
won't. No, but I love the smell.
I still remember the kids who did, though.
The rubber cement smell?
Yeah.
Oh,
that one,
baby.
Too. That one, too. I used to buy Sharpies or markers just to sniff them. I never used them.
Those markers, there were like 12 of them that all smelled like the different fruits.
Corresponded.
Yeah. The blueberry, raspberry, the orange.
Yeah.
Do you guys remember scratch and sniff stickers?
Yes. Yeah.
Ooh, this smells like grape. Scratch it.
You'd have to go to the grocery store.
And then you try to eat them because you thought that the flavor would match the smell.
You'd have to get like 5 extra paper bags just to cover your books.
Yeah. See, and you guys say you didn't look forward to going back to
school. I didn't. This was all like sniffing glue.
Make the best of it.
Putting book covers on and the summer's over. It all sucked.
Yeah.
Yeah, but you got to play ball though, Waddle.
Football season.
You got to walk up.
You were the king of the castle.
Nothing's cooler than being varsity football player Tom Waddle in high school. Are you kidding me? If I could be that for one second, that would be cool.
I was like the seventh highest rated recruit on my own team.
Yeah, well, that's a good team.
You got the Little Jets.
Great team. Hell of a great team.
Pushed up to your elbows, you're leaning against against the wall with one leg up.
See, just because you were stuffed in a locker.
How many different homecomings did you go to?
The class week.
Did you go to 5 different homecomings for all the ladies around town?
Oh, yeah.
Not true.
You know he was going on the homecoming tour.
No. Yeah. No, not true.
Sure. Not true.
How did we get on this conversation?
So, yeah, Black, was this your good?
No, I thought I'd ask. I thought you guys were going to use this by now, but how about Luka Doncic?
Yeah. Smith to inbound. Back to Doncic. Doncic pulls up, three-pointer. Bang! Bang! It's good! Bang! Doncic wins the game at the buzzer! 7 seconds was. This is a shot he works on. Time and time again. Rhythm, step back three. That's in his resume. What a performance by Luka and the Mavericks. Mama, there goes that man.
So good.
We are witnessing the next great star in the NBA in his first playoff series.
Hand down, man down. How about that? Luka Doncic, game winner. Double bang from Breen, too.
Did you guys yell? I yelled on my couch when he made that.
Yes. Hands in the air. I went,
He's so much fun to watch. It was a.
Bleck's the first person I ever heard mention his name.
Yeah, you're right about that. You're not exaggerating.
No.
He was all in on him. I was calling Cap and Jordan. I reminded Jordan Cornette. You remember this, Black. I called early in the morning when the Bulls kept playing Robin Lopez and Justin Holiday. And, you know, they won games in December. Then down the stretch, they wouldn't bench these guys. And I'm like, guys, you don't understand how important it is to be in the best position.
Yeah.
Like, Cap went to a game, sat next to Fred Hoiberg, and was very into the big win that they had, saying that that was a culture builder. And I'm like, no, you know who builds culture? Doncic. Doncic builds a culture.
Yeah, for sure. And we missed. So
yeah, and we didn't. But
he's fun to watch. Hand down, man down.
Please don't be my basketball coach.
Let's get to the bad and the dirty. We'll do that next as we recap the weekend.
It's my cue. This hour is brought to you by our great partner, Twin Peaks. Their Oak Brook and Warrenville locations are now open. Go support them and enjoy some eats, drinks, and scenic views.
ESPN 1000, Chicago's home for sports. You're listening to Waddle and Sylvie.
See what we're up to.
See them on Twitch at ESPN 1000 Chicago.
All right, we continue the good, the bad, and the dirty. We're on bad, Waddle. What do you have?
My bad is the Sixers. They got swept by the Celtics, and it's just been... I got your process, okay? And they just fired their coach. I mean, they were one of the only bad things to me about the entire bubble setup. They looked lifeless. They didn't look like they wanted to be there half the time.
Do you think that a lot of people have suggested, hey, should the Bulls make a play for Ben Simmons with their pick and players?
Yes.
Yeah, so you're, Black, you're very into that.
I think Simmons is highly underrated. Everyone wants to trash him for not being able to shoot from the outside. He has the skill set to be one of the 15 best players in the league.
Right.
And he was an all-star last year. The Bulls don't have an all-star.
I know what you're saying, but can you really be an elite player if you can't shoot from the perimeter?
But it also assumes that he will never improve.
Can't you learn how to shoot?
Like, I heard Charles Barkley last night trashing him and going after Embiid, rightfully so. Their team sucks. I get it. But
do you agree that they've been a major disappointment in this bubble?
They've been the disappointment of the NBA for the last 3 years.
Trust the process.
They have been.
My bad is I'm on DraftKings right now because I finally signed up to gamble. And our governor, and we don't like to get political, but our governor keeps flipping and flopping, and that's bad.
Advantage of him flipping in this direction.
He closed online gambling. Like, you had to, again... sign up in person, and now he opened it again. Like, look, we're in the middle of a pandemic. We have lots of issues. Just open gambling. Let people sign up. Let the consumer have a totally open scenario where they can choose what they want and make money for the state. This should be the simplest thing you have on your plate, and then figure everything else out. But, like, stop going back and forth. So... yes, it's a good thing now, Waddle, but I don't understand why our state can't make up its mind.
You're getting whiplash from following it.
Yeah, it's crazy. So what do you guys have for your bad?
Oh, man. Rest in peace, the $10 quick pays from Sylvie. My bad goes to,
By the way, do those quick pays come with any type of charge? Is there any service charge to that?
I don't charge a vig, no.
Okay. No.
My bad, I'm going to keep saying it, and this is another opportunity for me to say it.
Kicker challenge.
Keep your eyes on the prize. Do not be sideswayed by this propaganda man. Kairos Santos hit 44% of his field goals last year. There's no way he's being brought on this team to be a kicker. Okay, this is just so. This is just so less questions are asked about the quarterback position and more focus and more words per page and more columns in newspapers and more tweets.
Do you know what kills your? You know what kills your theory here is the fact that, as JD told you, they really don't have much access to the coaches anyway.
That's fine.
And Pinheiro wasn't very good last year.
He hit 88% of his field. What is it, 85%?
Well, which was it?
82%.
Shaky.
Yeah, that's a little different.
Shaky at best.
Yeah.
It's better than 44%.
Shaky.
I don't think this is a distraction at all. I'm not distracted bit from the quarterback.
Sounds like someone who's in the pocket of the Bears. Just me.
Who? Me?
Yeah, you.
I'm not distracted. But I'm just saying that it doesn't make any sense. I'm not into the kicking derby.
Who's getting quick pays from the Bears now?
I think tomorrow, Abdallah.
He's just saying stuff.
Saying words.
Yeah. Hey, we should, Abdallah, you should call Cap and Jay Hood tomorrow, but don't say that you're Abdallah.
That would be great.
And just bring this up
on
the show.
Float this theory.
Yeah, yeah, as a caller. Be like Adam from Wrigleyville and call in and see if Cap eats it all up. You think we can do this?
Can we? Let's take bets on this now. Yeah, speaking of this,
I think you should.
They're going to be alerted. They would be alerted via Twitter.
No, the Hive
is going to tell him.
He's got stands.
Everyone's got to ruin a good bet right now.
There's no
integrity.
Danny will go along with this too.
Of course he will. But someone's already tweeted Cap. Do you see Cap today taking a credit for a good question in the future? Someone from the future in the future matrix.
He knew he was going to have a good question.
Someone in the future matrix. Already alerted him.
Cheating. Okay.
I say that he will rip your theory and back Ryan Pace, that he's got everything under control.
My bad is the Brett Brown firing. And to double down on what Waddle was saying, like, listen, and Sylvie, you said you don't want this coach for the Bulls. I agree. Let's not just say the Bulls need to hire every coach that's fired. But for him to be the fall guy on this mess of a franchise, I think is bad.
By the way, Abdallah's theory over there is bad too. So let's just put an extra bad in there.
That's bad. Oh, that's fine, Mister. That's fine, former Bear. I wonder whose pocket you're in.
That's going to be his go-to for everything, though.
Former Bear Tom Waddle. Last I checked. A lot of free quarter zips.
He only has one.
He wears it all the damn time.
No, I have a bunch of them. I have five of them. Exactly. I rotate them.
If it's free, it's for me.
There's alumni. Yeah. Hey, my dirty, I got two dirties. One was the beatdown that Dustin Johnson put on the field at the Northern Trust, where he was minus 30. He won the tournament by 11. The course got pounded. There were 10 guys that were 15 under par or better. But my real dirty is the beat that you took if you actually had the Utah Jazz to cover last night. They were up 5, and in the last second, Jamal Murray hit a three that didn't matter at all, and I believe it helped the Nuggets cover.
Ooh, bad. Yeah.
So if you had
also gave
them
50 points.
It did. But, I mean, if you had the Jazz minus whatever it was, you just minus 4, you got taken.
My dirty is Yu Darvish. His stuff has been dirty. Now finally the production to match the stuff. We've heard about it so long. And he's backing up the signing, and I like a great resurrection story because he took a beating here. He took a beating in L.A., then he took a beating here in the first year and a half. And I did some of the beating. So I tip my cap to Yu Darvish. He's dirty. What do you guys have?
When asked on Saturday night, Dana White was asked about Oscar De La Hoya and his return and what he thinks of his return to the ring. And Dana White said, cocaine is expensive.
Oh.
Wow.
That's dirty.
Cocaine is cheap.
Cheap these days?
Cocaine isn't cheap. It's expensive.
I don't know.
Gotta make money. Exactly.
Okay.
Quote.
And then what do you have? Wrap us up, Black.
Okay, quickly. No one has ratted us out the cap yet on Twitter. So good job, everyone. So if Abdallah wants to call in tomorrow, I don't think he'll find
out. Or just have like a listener call in and do it.
Yeah, you know? Why not? How about the Batman trailer that was released over the weekend?
I loved it.
Here, it looks awesome. It kind of looks like Gotham taking place with the movie Seven. Have you guys ever seen Seven? It kind of has that vibe with the Riddler. I'll say what's dirty about it, right? It's the fact that it doesn't come out until October 1st of 2021.
Right.
That's dirty. Like, don't give us this teaser now and know that we still have over a year.
I'm vengeance.
Until the vengeance.
I'm vengeance.
Black, get ready for it because there's going to be a big gap of movies coming out soon.
Yeah.
Because of all the stoppage of production.
I mean, so it's good. Creepy, right?
Yeah, I love it. It was a very creepy trailer.
What is that, Waddle?
That's somebody's skin being pulled off their carcass.
No, it's duct tape. Oh. Come on.
Sounds like somebody ripping skin.
Skin off. Yeah. That's fantastic.
Put the lotion in the basket.
I'm vengeance.
Black said something very interesting earlier. He said, you don't want to be the 85 Bears. And I want to ask if that's true. That's coming up in 2 minutes. We'll be back thanks to our friends at Legal Rideshare.